This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you so much chances in this month of Ramadan in order to seek that forgiveness, in order to qualify again for his mercy. Dhunnun al-Masri, one also of the predecessors, he committed a sin. It seemed like a humongous sin. He didn't say what he committed, and that's what you should do. You shouldn't disclose your sin between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, the sin causes a person to be uptight, you know, makes you. So he walked and he found a rock. He sat on it. Then he saw that scene again, a mother and her, not baby, her child. Obviously, the child did something bad, that the mother kicked him out of the house. Get out of here. And she locked the door. He's out. He thought he can do it without the mother. So he kept messing around and playing. He's watching all of that. But I can manage without the mother, without the house. I can manage. Many of us assume that. But he got tired. He want to go to sleep. So he went back. Knock on the door. His mom, no. Then he said, Mom, please. I'm sorry. Of course he didn't say that, but this is like how our kids would do now. Please, Mom. He's begging her. Finally, she opened the door and she giving him a hug. He knew what he needs to do. He needs to go big. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. That's what you need to do. To be taken back again to that mercy, to that love. Because Allah loves that. Allah loves that. Because one of the meanings, ya ikhwa, of Ismullah al-Tawwab, that Allah would, you know, it's Allah likes to give. Allah likes to display His mercy. Allah likes to reveal His mercy in you. It's exactly, you know, imagine you have a child and you give him an allowance and he goes and he buys drugs with this allowance. Let's say $1 a day. Oh, I don't know if a dollar can buy drugs or not, but hypothetical. You know this feeling when the children want something from you. Now they want the phone. You know, normally the phone now, they do anything for the phone. But, and he comes out, how you doing? My son says, can I make you coffee, Baba? Can I make you tea, Baba? Khud el telefon ya. Right. Likewise, you love that feeling. But now he's going to use this money to buy drugs. So what are you going to do? Are you going to still continue giving him funds to destroy himself? No. You're going to deprive him. But you're going to be sad. Because that attribute of you is not revealed. That used to bring you joy to give. It's exactly the same thing, but in a divine form. In a divine way. This is how the mercy of Allah is, in a divine way, not in a human way. That's how you should see it. That is why when your son says, Father, I'm done with drinking, I'm done with alcohol, I'm done with smoking, خلاص, تعالى, here is your allowance. I'm back to giving. The first thing, or something very interesting, ya ikhwa, if you reflect upon the legislation in Islam, look at this. He makes you seek forgiveness through giving, through giving, in order to be a muhsin. In order to be a muhsin. Look at this. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say about sadaqatul fitri? Sadaqatul fitr. The sadaqah that you're supposed to give these days, yani, these nights of Ramadan, before Eid. Huh? It purifies you from your defects, from the deficiencies that you had in your fasting. We all had some. We lasted one day. We did something we shouldn't have done. We all do. Now, sadaqatul fitr, you're going to give it. Ihsan, muhsin, you become muhsin. You become muhsin. وَرَحْمَةُ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah's mercy is near those who are muhsin. In order what again? To forgive your sins, in order to take care of your defects, brothers and sisters in Islam.